I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the jailed Istanbul mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu's trial started Friday. İmamoğlu's jailing saw renewed protests ahead of his hearing, with the opposition claiming the case is politically motivated, with the mayor, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's main political rival. However, with the growing numbers of arrests and prosecutions over nationwide protests, the opposition is adopting new tactics, hitting Erdoğan and his supporters in their pockets. On a cold Wednesday night, thousands of people protested on the streets of Istanbul over the jailing of the city mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. İmamoğlu went on trial Friday on charges of insulting a public official, with prosecutors calling for a 7-year jail sentence. The Istanbul mayor denied the charges, claiming that they were politically motivated. İmamoğlu is also facing numerous charges of corruption and organized crime. The opposition claims the cases are an attempt by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan to remove his main rival, a charge Erdoğan denies. Ever since İmamoğlu's detention, the country has witnessed nationwide protests. However, in the face of growing arrests, the main opposition CHP leader Özgür Özel is now targeting the economy with a boycott campaign. Political consultant Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners.
Özel realized that if he mounts an effective protest campaign, just inviting people to the streets is not going to help much. There is a large segment in Turkish society which, either because they fear the police or because culturally they are not used to protesting on the streets. Now, this boycott campaign allows everyone, whether they are CHP voters or not, to show their vote in one way by simply not buying anything. Erdoğan raised its own capitalist class, some members of which benefit hugely by selling goods and services to the secularists. And the proper response is by secularists to boycott those companies which benefit from Erdoğan's crony regime.
Social media videos identify the companies linked to Erdoğan and his AK party and call on people to boycott them, from supermarkets to coffee shop chains. The boycott campaign saw the British rock group Muse cancelling their concerts in Turkey following calls by the opposition, as the promoter was linked to Erdoğan's AK party. Other international groups are reportedly thinking of cancelling as well. This month saw a nationwide call for people to boycott buying all goods for a day as a sign of protest. Similar days of protest are being planned. In Istanbul's Kadıköy district, a stronghold of the opposition, many shops and cafes closed in solidarity with the protest. Most shoppers and tradespeople I spoke to were supportive of the idea of a boycott.
Boycott is the right decision. It is a long overdue decision that needs to be made. These people need to show their reaction. If the government continues in this way, the country will get worse. The boycott initiated by Özgür Özel is very relevant. We are participating as tradesmen. The shopkeepers in the area all participate.
Katılıyoruz. Bütün bu çevredeki esnaflar hepsi de katılıyor.
Gibi kafeler biraz boş. Marketler boş.
Cafes are empty. Markets are empty. And people are doing the right thing by boycotting. We also joined the boycott. And we will continue to boycott until it gets better.
Boykota devam. Düzelene kadar.
Although this man questioned the tactics.
Vallahi ben boykot kararına tamamen karşıyım.
I'm totally against the boycott call. It is in our national income. And there is no point in boycotting some to cover up the theft of others. Let them get elected. Let them take over the country. That's what I'm saying.
The boycott campaign comes as authorities have stepped up efforts to crack down on protesters. Arrests are continuing of demonstrators and journalists covering the unrest, while prosecutors are demanding 3 years in jail for all those arrested. Erdogan's response to the boycott campaign is more legal action.
Every kind of sabotage aimed at Turkey's economy and the nation's prosperity and peace will be held accountable in court. Those who engage in betrayal and set traps for the brotherhood of the nation will eventually face justice.
Already, police have started arresting people in dawn raids for social media posts supporting the boycott. Legal pressure on the opposition CHP party is expected to grow, with the party itself facing the threat of court-appointed trustees taking over. A similar fate awaits the opposition-controlled Istanbul municipality. Analyst Yeşilada says CHP's leader, Özel's only hope is to step up protests on Erdogan.
The moment the pressure stops, Erdogan is going to take over the Istanbul municipality and turn CHP over to a trustee. Honestly, Erdogan holds all the cards. The world doesn't care. Özel needs to find a way to galvanize a very large voter base visibly. B, to prove to Erdogan that he can undermine economic performance if he wants to stop him. So this has become a game for all the marbles.
The sounds of protests on the streets is destined to continue for some time, with the opposition calling for massive demonstrations in cities across the country in the coming weeks, while stepping up its trade boycott campaign. While Erdogan is vowing to crush his opponents backed by the judiciary, which is warning no quarter will be given to those who threaten the economy and the peace of the streets. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.